Welcome back. 1144, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Jim McElhattan, Washington Times investigative reporter. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I saw your story, Transparency's End. Senator Richard Blumenthal fights subpoena of own records in union case. Now, here's a guy that we know has pushed and pushed for more transparency, particularly on Wall Street, and now he's got something to hide?
Yeah, he, through the Senate, filed a motion to quash a subpoena in connection with actually a racketeering lawsuit filed by a healthcare company who had some affiliates in Connecticut that went bankrupt. And essentially, this company says that the unions whose healthcare workers staffed its nursing homes bypassed traditional negotiating tactics and instead essentially engaged in a campaign of sabotage to drive down its business, and that included enlisting the help of prominent politicians, including the senator. So the company has filed subpoenas for various records from various politicians, and he did provide some communications, but through the Senate has gone to federal court in Washington to essentially block the release of any more records.
Mm-hmm. Now, to be clear, Blumenthal hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, right?
No, what the company says is that these politicians, all Democrats, were enlisted as part of a broader conspiracy by the union to sabotage this company's business.
I got you.
And they want to see what kind of information they were providing, the unions were providing to the politicians, whether it was accurate. They believe it was inaccurate. And they also point out that some of these politicians were recipients of just huge amounts of campaign donations.
Mm-hmm.
And were essentially beholden to the union. They don't mention Senator Blumenthal in that context, but they do mention, among others, the Connecticut governor.
Yeah.
So they filed subpoenas elsewhere. And this is an interesting case because it kind of gets peels back the relationship between the unions and their Democratic allies. We've seen a trickle of emails kind of spill out already in some of the court filings, and there's multiple court cases going on. There's a bankruptcy proceeding. There's this racketeering lawsuit in New Jersey. There's now this motion to quash filed by the Senate here in Washington, D.C. But so as this litigation moves forward, you know, it's possible we'll see more communications kind of spill out that shed some light on their dealings and their relationships.
Yeah. You know, I had mentioned that Blumenthal hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, but I still can't understand the reluctance then to hand over the evidence unless there is something incriminating there.
I don't know. What the Senate lawyers say, they cite, among other things, the speech and debate clause, which essentially shields members of Congress from liability in connection with their official duties, the fact that they feel like it's a broad fishing expedition. He served on some committees that have oversight of labor issues, and, by asking for all SEI, SEIU is the union. There could be many records, but in particular, they're leery about giving up internal communications. You know, I guess the communications among staff members. So we have seen some communications between Senator Blumenthal's office and the union, but the company would like to see the communications inside the senator's office and the senator is saying that these are, you know, these are private deliberations. But what the company, you know, the company says this isn't a fishing expedition. They want to get to the bottom of what was the union telling the politicians and how were the politicians reacting.
Yeah.
They feel like they need that to prove their case that this was, racketeering is a thing that's typically reserved for or was created to prosecute the mob. And the fact that they're suing under this statute is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Union, mob, all in the same sentence? Nah, that never happens. All right, so you had mentioned it's not just Blumenthal. It is the governor of Connecticut, Dan Malloy, they're looking at, and also Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro?
Right, right, and some others as well, some state legislature figures in Connecticut, I believe. So, you know, Blumenthal filed this motion last week at federal court in D.C., you know, perhaps she'll follow suit, or wait to see how this, shakes out.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you know, the case is moving forward and, you know, we'll keep an eye on what happens next.
Have you, looked at the donation trail along the way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a surprise that unions are big, you know, Democratic, backers.
Yeah.
You know, they don't point out that he was a recipient of vast sums in the way the Connecticut governor was. It would, you know, I guess, I think that was in the neighborhood of about $400,000.
Wow.
Connecticut attorney general. You know, so you're talking some big, money there.
Yeah.
And, you know, their point being that, were these politicians beholden to the union and doing their bidding, and you know, and again, what was the and the union has argued that you know, this is without merit and,
mm-hmm.
and should be tossed out. One of the interesting facets of this is that the company believes that the conspiracy didn't just include enlisting politicians, but you know, a campaign of sabotage where before workers went on strike, they you know, switched patients' wristband identification.
Oh my God!
Things like that, and the union has come back and said, you know, you don't have any proof that any union official pushed this, let alone even knew about it. So, you know, that's what the discovery process is all about, and you know, maybe we'll get to the bottom of some of this. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, folks, if you haven't checked out the story, it's in today's Washington Times, Transparency's End. Senator Richard Blumenthal fights subpoena of own records in union case. It's by Jim McElhattan. Jim, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. All right. You know, it hasn't been a good week for Blumenthal. Just thought about that. He was the guy that was almost hit by a train. Remember? He's standing on the platform, and a train came speeding by literally inches from him, knocking over this sign that he had in front of him. He was there. Why? Because they were discussing train safety. Guy almost gets taken out by a train. Unbelievable. All right, 11:52, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'll be back.